Then Shabbat, we celebrate. In the middle, we continue our celebrations. Many, many extend the joy and the happiness of the Jewish people. That's what said, Yehyeh lebet Yehuda leyom ha'adim ulyamim tovim. Now we understand that will be a holiday. To show our strong belief that God will make it a holiday, we don't say Anna, just like a holiday. This is why we don't say Anna. That will change to be a holiday. This is on the Shabbat. It's written in the Megillat Echakara, Alay Mo'ed, Mishbo Bahawai. God called these days, days of Mu'ed, holidays. And that's what I said. Now we understand why the Pinchas, that Rasha of all the holidays come this time. Because this time, this would be a holidays. And I said this way. The more you mourn on these days, the destruction of Beit HaMikdash, the more joy will give us later. And I say more than that. The more we are strict in adhering the observance of these days between Shvatzah and Tammuz, the more joy and happiness God will give us the rest of the year. How happy, how much happiness, how much joy we will have throughout the year depends how much we feel for the destruction of the land of Israel and Beit HaMikdash. If we feel in us how bad we feel for losing that in the independence of the Jewish people throughout the years, how bad do we feel about that we don't have Beit HaMikdash today, the worse you feel, the better you feel throughout the year. God will make you happier. This is why we read Parashat Pinchas on this day of Ben HaMetzarim. You observe Ben HaMetzarim, that's what you will have, holidays. This is such a deep thinking, how our rabbis approached the understanding of the Torah. That's what a person should look forward. And as I said, people who do not fast, even though they did not eat yet, but they know themselves they are not going to fast, they cannot get Aliyah on the day of fasting. Comes Shabbat, they invite him, go to the Torah. Oh, don't give me. I'm not feeling well. They should not say, I'm eating that. Chas v'shalom. I can know the people. So I'm eating on Shabbat. Say, I'm not well. I'm compelled to eat today. Feels like bad that I have to eat. And therefore, you cannot invite me to the Torah. Person say, oh, but I'm going to tell people, don't invite me to the Torah. Yes, it's your duty. And don't feel bad about it. Tell them. I happened to be, one day, a man came, called me up. I never knew him. I didn't know who was the man. He said, oh, well, you don't know me. Called me up on the phone. I want you to do me a favor. What? I bought a new house. You know, where, not the Olympic here, the other one, the apartment after the Olympic. He bought, he put $500,000, and bought an apartment. Calls me up, Rabbi, I want to put Mrs. Zott, this was Thursday night, he's gone. I want to put Mrs. Zott in my apartment tomorrow. He said, okay, who are you? I said, I'll come to see you tomorrow morning, Rabbi. I'll pick you up from the house. He said, okay. He came to me, what's your name? Thursday, his name, very famous name, our community. Very, very respectable family. Okay. After he told me, what do you have? Put the mitzvot. Why not? We'll come and put the mitzvot for you. He felt like a blessing for him if I come to put the mitzvot. He picked me up. I went there. All of a sudden, come, Robin, this is Mrs. So-and-so. That's his name. I said, what's the name? Strange, I saw a blonde lady. What's the name? He told me. She told me, what's a maiden name? I said, very, very pure Jewish name. And when he told me that, I was happy. I was afraid at the beginning. Mm-hmm. Okay. Went, put the mitzvot for him. Okay. The next morning he went to shul. I wasn't there. I'm in the shul here. He went in that different shul. That different shul, people started, they want to give him aliyah. They want to invite him to come to the aliyah. Someone came and said, don't give him aliyah. What happened? Said he married a gunboat. My son, I don't know anything about him. People started there. One said one, the one came and said, don't give him. Then he told people, what do you mean? I had Rabbi Baruch yesterday in my house. I didn't know he used it, that I should come in order to use me. They argued, they said, don't give him now. Okay. That night, Saturday night, I got a call. Rabbi, is that true you went yesterday to the house of this Mr. Sonson? I said, yes, what's the matter? I said, Rabbi, he married a convert. Really? I asked him, what's your name? And he gave me your Jewish name. I said, yes. The name happened to be this way, but it's not. She is not a Jewish convert. I said, thank you for that. That was an argument in the shul today. They wanted to give him. Someone said, don't give him. Then he said, what do you mean? Rabbi Baruch was in my house yesterday. I said, did you give him? No. Okay. I said, I'll take care of him. I finished with him. I picked up the phone. I'm calling this man. I said, listen, I'd like to see you in my house tomorrow. At 11 o'clock, come to my house. I said, okay, Rabbi, sure. He comes at 11. I started explaining to him what there is in this community. I know you lived out of town. You lived in Far East. But listen, the warning, you know what the warning is? Sure. I said, you know, in case you'll go to shul, they will invite you. Your duty is to tell them, don't invite me. Don't invite me, because according to the ruling of this community, I'm not supposed to. I said, Rabbi, you expect me to tell people, don't give me aliyah? I said, I know you're a very nice gentleman. You're an honest man. You should be honest with yourself. Tell them not to give you aliyah. He couldn't accept it, you know. I turned the whole thing to him. And then I told him, and then I spoke to him for 2 hours. After 2 hours, he said, oh my, thank you, I appreciate what you're telling me. I see your sincerity and honesty. I want to pursue the case. I will not go to have aliyah. Can you imagine? I said, this is the idea. Sometimes people don't realize. You have to come to realize. This is what we have. But the argument that he gave me. I said, you know what kind of a wife I have? She's better than all the Jewish people, doesn't it? There are great rabbis from the greatest places. They'll come to my town. They don't eat anywhere, only in my house, because they trust her. I said, yes, very good. That's why I'm telling you that you should tell them not to give you. Because this is the Gemara said that. Every mitzvah that they come to hold on it, these people, they hold it better than the Jews. To prove themselves that they are good. There's no end to that. This is what we say. We come here to know the more we are mourning Yerushalayim, the more strict we are, the happier we are throughout the year. And our rabbis tell us, I told you there are 3 stages, but there are certain things we cannot do from Shema Asaf to Mutu Chameach. Parties, dancing, music, definitely is not allowed. From Shema Asaf to Mutu Chameach. From Shodesh Av till Chameach, We're not allowed to eat meat, except Rosh Chodesh, we do, excluding Rosh Chodesh. On the week of Tisha B'Av, there are more restrictions. No washing clothes, no shaving. Well, Hashem, this year there's no week of Tisha B'Av. Because Tisha B'Av comes on Sunday, the week before is not the week of Tisha B'Av, the week after the day of Tisha B'Av. So one day we're restricted not to shave. From Friday, the last time we shave, comes Saturday and Sunday, no shaving. This is, I can repeat again, Ahilat the sandal, shoes. And as I said, Achila, no eating, no drinking, no washing. We don't put even finger into the water. We do wash, Netilat Yadayim, till the knuckles, every day, other than from here till here, to the wrist. Now only to the knuckle. The least that we can, Netilat Yadayim. No washing of the face with water in the morning after the wet, the hand a little wet for the eyes. That's all. Brushing teeth, not on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av strict, just like Kippur. Other taniyot, like Shavuos of Tammuz, that a person can brush his teeth and be careful not to swallow anything. Brush it there. But on Tisha B'Av, no brushing with the teeth. Just like Kippur.
I'm confused that you said there's no week of Tisha B'Av. I understand it's on a Saturday, so they move it to Sunday.
That's it.
So what about the 7 days?
That does not apply the laws of Tisha B'Av, except the meat. Not to eat meat. Because meat has nothing to do with the week. It has to do with the Chodesh to Tisha B'Av. I said there are three stages of restrictions. There is from Shavuos of Tammuz to Tisha B'Av. Then there is from Rosh Chodesh to Tisha B'Av. Then there is the week of Tisha B'Av. From Shavuos of Tammuz, no music, no parties, music or joy. And to be careful, if there is certain things of joy that not necessarily you don't do it. Even in business, a person limits himself not to go far distance, to travel, if there is no need for it. Unless he must, can't help it. Otherwise, he should restrict himself. Eliminate different things to be more careful, because these days are called unlucky days for us. Mm-hmm. And they say, I mentioned before, parents should be very careful how to treat their children. Not to yell at them, because it might bring something. Their children will become emotional. Surely not to use, because it comes and a male goes on the eye or something. Happens many, many things, accidents on these days. See, they are unlucky. This is from Shavuos of Tammuz. The Chavah Ashkenazim don't take haircut. We disagree with them. Mm-hmm. We take haircut. We don't restrict ourselves with haircut or shaving. Shave, we take haircut. Rosh Chodesh comes, Rosh Chodesh Av. Exactly. On Rosh Chodesh, you eat meat till Mincha time. Arbit comes at night, you don't eat any more meat till Tisha B'Av, except the Shabbat. Mm-hmm. Shabbat in between, you eat. Even this year, Tisha B'Av comes on Shabbat, we eat meat, all the meat we want. So altogether, really, 6 days that, this year, that we don't eat meat from Sunday till Friday. Come Shabbat, we eat. Shabbat before, we eat Shabbat. Because Tisha B'Av we pass, that means the day of Sunday. Because Tisha B'Av goes being pushed to Sunday. We fast, we don't eat altogether. Therefore, these are the, what is else that we are not allowed. The week of Tisha B'Av, we are not allowed to wash clothes. This is, there is no din of week of Tisha B'Av this year. We can wash the clothes.
Okay.
Not only this week, next week also. We can wash our clothes. And so, shaving, we can shave. We, Jewish people, Sephardic people, don't shave only the week of Tisha B'Av. This year there's no restrictions. Ashkenazim, from Shavuos of Tammuz to Tisha B'Av, don't take haircut. We took every year, from Shavuos of Tammuz till the week of Tisha B'Av. That's what we say. This year is easier, but still, though, no parties or music, dancing and all this. Of course, come some people and say, Rabbi, I'm in the car, I'm putting the radio. And there's music, can I listen to it? I say, if you're opening the radio for the music, you're wrong. But you open the radio for the news, in the middle of the news was music. You are not opening it for the music. You open it for the news. You're not, there's no any kind of a special enjoyment for you from this. It's okay. But I said, when you are playing music or you listen to music for the purpose of enjoyment, this is wrong. And this is, I don't like when people come to argue, oh boy, we never heard 3 weeks. It's nonsense. They told me in Syria, we never heard of restrictions, not to dance, not to feel happy on the days between Shabbat and Shabbat, only the week of Shabbat. I said, my dear friend, in Syria, they never heard that there's a party even the rest of the year. They never had this dancing and this music that there is today. Even here, this community, 20 years ago, 25 years ago, they never had these parties. They're all year round. That's only now. They have a lot of weddings. What used to be the weddings? I used to go with all my cousins. We used to perform weddings, 4 weddings every Sunday in 2 hours, between 2 to 4. Menorah Temple in Borough Park, that was the best hall they used to have. The Osher Park was Jewish Center. East Meadow Jewish Center. Manhattan Beach Jewish Center. Not better, Manhattan Beach Jewish Center. Every 1 half an hour took us. The whole ceremony took. But the most between 6 to 10 minutes. Somebody was prompt. One says 2, we go there already, 2:15, we did it. The one said 2:30, by 3:15 we finish. We go on. 3, by 3:15, 3:20 we finished. 3:30 was 4, so everything's over. 4 weddings. What do? They make the ceremony, there's somebody at the door, gives them package of blabas. Modern time later on, they didn't give no blabas, you know, they gave a box of bottom chocolate, small box. Then they went reception in the house. They danced, they clapped, and they sang song. That's, then the wedding was going, they threw a lot of rice over there. They went, this is what was here in this community.
Unbelievable.
Today, there's too much money in their hand. The little by little went what?
How many years ago are you talking, Rabbi?
22 years ago, 21 years ago.
That the weddings were like this?
Yeah. This is only the last 20 years, 22 years. What do you think? This 22 years, what a change in the community. Little by little became more. Very early you find big celebration. Isaac Shalom made for his son Hank. Something everybody was looking for was him. He made a wedding. Eli Dweck from Puerto Rico, he made for his son, I think David. When he got married, also in Forest Hill, everybody looked at the flowers. They couldn't believe it. They never saw it before. Mm-hmm. Today, what is it? They see everyone. This is. That was the first time that they looked at everything. But then all this, the recent 2 scores of years, the people already competing, outbeating each other, everybody. The more, what is this? Canopy, what used to be? 4 poles, cover over the ground. Today, flowers. One spent 2, one spent 3. One spent 3 and the other one 4. Then that became 10, 20,000 on a canopy or flowers.
Right. Right, you mean.
For an hour, they take it and they throw it. You see the change there is. All this money being spent, and the flowers will make money, and the caterer will make money. And take this money and give it to the couple to secure them for the future. And it's absolutely unaffordable. You can't control it. Can you control it?
No.
Nobody
can't
will
control
listen
it.
To you. They're competing with each other. Correct, Charlie? And when he will have the wedding, he wants to feel very happy, he's going to make it.
But I thought they do it, I don't know, why, they get the excuses for the mitzvah, for the children or something.
But really, for the children. But the child, I wish, as I said, I wish my father would give me the money. But is they do it for themselves? They want to enjoy it. But people thought, oh, this man, look
what he did. They do it to be proud instead of to be humble.
This is like this man, look what he did. This is what we say. And the older generation, they come to argue with you about, so I said, you know what this community used to be? There was no invitations was sent to the people for the wedding. You know who invited? The Shamash, Mr. Chaul Zema. I remember it. They used to tell him, give him a list, go to this man, he goes from door to door, he knocks at the door. Hey, Khawaja, hey, Ba'zmak, tiji al-Farah. He tells him, he looks at the list, Ba'zmak, he's inviting you to come. And they had renting chairs? No. The Shamash, the Hazin Shamash, he had a special cart wagon. He pushes it, and he has chairs over there. They tell him, bring us the chairs on the day before the wedding. He brings it to the house from the shul. It's unbelievable what it used to be. Here in this community, we're not going too far. In a different country, no. Shaul Tzemach, the old man, I don't know if you know who is Shaul Tzemach. You know Irving Tzemach and Simo Tzemach, Lodi is there. They are there. Who doesn't know Irving Tzemach today? He knows him. The kibbutzer, you know. His father was Shaul Tzemach. You know Charlie Tzemach over here, there is a few of them, Charlie Tzemach, their grandfather. He was the shamash of the shul. He worked very hard. Because everything he did with his aunt, his wife was working with him, his daughter worked with him. They all worked. They used to call his daughter Hacham. She used to help her father sometimes, teaching some children alphabet. They call her a rabbi to the children, the daughter. It's unbelievable what used to be. But this is the fact. Jim. Big changes come in the community. And because of that, when they give you an argument, don't mean anything. It's just for the sake of argument. Don't mean anything. Really, the people did not do what they do today. Therefore, when we tell them that from the law point of view, they never heard the law. What was it?
Because they didn't learn.
Whom they had to tell? Tell people don't make a party in Rabbi. I never make a party and throughout the year. What do you tell me about a party on Shavuot of the Mood?
So it's the fault
today
of not learning.
Has to be emphasized. Huh?
So it's the fault of not learning.
Sure.
That is what it is. It's not
of
that
course.
If they would have learned when they were younger.
Of course. There was no question.
They didn't have to because they didn't they never had a party anyway. That's what we're saying.
They never had to stress it to the people. Today we have to tell the people what's in the books. They hear something new. There was a person, tell them. What should they tell them? They knew they never did it. But today that they do it, we have to tell them. It became something new to them. This is the thing that brings argument and discussion. But unfortunately, this is, as I said, lack of knowledge. Because they didn't know about it. That there is such a law with that. It became a well, you tell us something new. We never heard of. I believe you. I know you never heard. Because you didn't have to hear. But today, it's already the change of time what came to such an extent that they do these things that they never did before. We have to tell them, on these days, you can do it.
Right.
This is why they don't make weddings. We don't make weddings in Shvan, Savta, Musa, Chava. Weddings is a mitzvah. Why shouldn't you? A person comes, they come to ask me, Rabbi, can I get engaged on this? I said, you can get engaged even the day before Shabbat. Engagement is permitted, but don't make a party with the music. Go, get engaged, bring the bride, go to the house of the bride, meeting of the family. Do it, it's a mitzvah. No music and that, because it's better the earlier, the minute earlier. But the wedding you don't. Why? The wedding is more important. Because the wedding they make music, they dance. That's why you are not supposed to do it now. Even a wedding, that's a mitzvah, they don't let you do it. Imagine. Okay. Just take another party to do it when there is no mitzvah? Of course not. Oh, they complain today. Oh, the youth, they must have parties. What do you listen? We will change the law. What do you want us to do? The opposite. Give them relax a little. Let them have a vacation. There is no vacation anymore. Every day is a party and everything. They will have a vacation. After Chabi'ah, then they make all the parties they want. Baruch Hashem, they made before Shavuot Septemus. Plenty. There was a lot of activities for a few weeks. They were busy every day almost. After Chabi'ah, they'll be busy. The first week after Chabi'ah, there's 3 weddings already. They never used to be weddings here in summer altogether. Did you ever hear a few years ago? No, Bradley, we never heard. People didn't want to make weddings in summer. They waited till they came there. But today, they came to the year and their homes are very wide area. They like to have it. Here, they started the recent few years, started making more and more. Never before was as many as there is this year. This year is the most. Well, you came in 1 week, 4 weddings. No, 2 weddings in the same night. They already comes a week after Chabi'ah, there is already listed four weddings. There's 2 in the same night, then 2 others in the middle of the week. Sunday, Tuesday and Thursday is wedding. That means there is already activities. It's something was never before. That's why we have to let people know what is right and what is wrong. Anyhow, as I said before, the more we are restricting ourselves on these days, the happier we are during the year. Let's hope that God will change these days to become days of holidays, the way we said before, and will come more joy and happiness throughout the year. Everybody will be happy. All those who are not married will be married. Charlie, are you listening to me?
Yes, Rabbi.
Yeah, Be'ezrat Hashem. You are one of the many here, all of you. Today we have all the bachelor here. Now, every time we used to have the sessions, most of them were the married people. Now, this year, this night, all are the singles. It's a single night.
Single.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay. Yeah.
I mean, example is...